fourth pack of Shvi'is, Mishnah Yud. This Mishnah is related to the ideas in the previous Mishnah. We said before you shouldn't pick the fruit before it has developed enough to be eaten, because that's considered being mafted, causing the loss of the fruit. Now we have another, this Mishnah is going for another direction. You want to cut down a branch of the tree. What is the point of time which we assume we see that the fruit has started to grow, and therefore you have a partially developed fruit which you're not allowed to pick? In other words, if you have a fruit tree, you're allowed to cut off a branch on Shemitah if you want to use it, provided there's no fruit on the branch. If you have a minimally small fruit, so that's already considered a fruit which is less than the share of Oinus and Maises, and it will be also to pick it. So we must include the meal of the Shemitah. When is the earliest time that we have the beginning of the fruit, and therefore it is prohibited to cut off the branches? The Shami Yomim Kol Ilan Mishu Yoytzi. The Shami says of all the trees, there's two explanations. Rashi learns Mishu Yoytzi means when the leaves come out on the tree after the winter, that's already the beginning of the fruit season, and you're prohibited to cut off the branches. Other Rishonim learn that it starts flowering, and a little fruit comes out of the flower. Beitil says that not every fruit goes by this Misha Yoytzi, which is a bigger chumra. According to the Shammai, from the second has leaves, or mamish, a little bit after the flower it comes out, it's ready also. Beitil says, Acharuvim Misha Shalesha. The Charuvim, when they get big enough, they start hanging down a little bit. Kefonim Misha Igoru, Igoreyu. The grapes, when they grow to a certain size, that they start having seeds inside, which is only partially developed, but it's already considered the fruit is there, and therefore you're not allowed to cut off a branch. Azeitin mi sheyonetsu, and the olives also when they started flowering. Mashakol ilan mi sheyotzi, and other trees and achanami, they still agree with Beishamis from the shear of either when the leaves on the tree or the flowering has fully opened, and the fruit started coming out. It happens a bit that these shiurim are also shiurim of the Isser of the Orla and the Pri, which we will learn eventually. The Chol Ilan Kibin Shabola Ilan to Maitres, but once the tree comes to Ilan to Maitres, you know the fruit grew enough that it's already Chayv Maitres. This is already something we learned in the previous Mishnah, Mutal Kaitres, so you had to cut off the branches. Because, as we said, the fruit is already big enough to be eaten, and it's not considered you're wasting the fruit, by cutting it off at this stage. Kamiya v'zayt v'lo yikutzenu. How big should, or how much fruit should a zayas tree, an olive tree, produce, and should be prohibited to cut it? Now we're talking about something else. We're talking about a new halacha of the halacha. You're not allowed to cut down a fruit tree. Baltashas, I'm probably going to tell you, is it Baltashas? So the law is, as long as it's producing a reasonable amount of fruit, it's prohibited to cut down the fruit tree. If it's already an old tree and a sick tree and it's not producing fruit, or even a very minimal amount of fruit, then it's permitted because it's not worth to keep it over there. So if it has this roiva, if it produces a quarter, if it produces a quarter of a kav of fruit, then it is considered as producing enough fruit that you're required to leave it. If it produces less than that, then you're allowed to cut down the tree. It's considered already a non-fruit producing tree. It depends on the type of zayas. If it's choshev zaytin, then even if it has less than that amount of volume of fruit. The bottom line is, it is prohibited to cut down a fruit tree without any special use. The only time it's permitted is if it's not producing fruit, or if it's causing some type of damages. But often that is prohibited. It's recommended to have a non-Jew cut it down to you, because the Gemara says very severe things about fruit trees that are cut down without a purpose.